This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, another great day in Trump land. Lots to talk about on conservative talk radio. This country is nuts. The liberals are nuts. They've lost their minds. They've got screws loose. They're all crazy. They're wacky. They need a kiss from mom and a straitjacket and a rubber room. Most incredible thing I've ever seen. Nancy Pelosi says she won't allow the State of the Union. Trump will do something in the alternative. President Trump sends a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pledging to give a State of the Union as scheduled, saying there are no security concerns surrounding the event. House Speaker Pelosi dug in Wednesday on her call to delay the State of the Union address, even after President Trump vowed to proceed with the speech next week, sending a curt letter making clear she will not allow the event to take place during the government shutdown. First of all, before I read the rest of this, why would you care what she thinks? Who gives a damn what Nancy Pelosi thinks? You're president of the United States. She's a meaningless nobody, a dingbat, a witch on a broom. It doesn't matter what she thinks. First of all, you want to have it in her house. You're the president. Tell her to move out of the way, order the Secret Service to throw her in the pool, and go do it. And second of all, you don't have to have it in her house. Have it at the Senate, where Republicans are in control. Have it at the Dallas Cowboys AT&T Stadium with 105,000 screaming Texans who love you. Have it at the border, as Wayne Root recommended, with angel moms and angel dads. And behind you, nothing but military and police and ICE Border Patrol officers. Or have it in the Midwest at a factory that's in business today because of you, Donald Trump. Because President Trump brought hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs back that Obama said could never come back. Have it anywhere you want. You're the president of the freaking United States. Reacting to Pelosi's letter, Trump told reporters we'll do something. The alternative, suggesting a speech of some kind, will still happen next week. Yes, have it at the border. Wayne Root's recommendation. Backup plan, have it in the Midwest in front of a factory. And the third backup, having a Dallas AT&T Stadium, Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Jerry Jones, good friend of the president. Texas, a good friend of the president. Or have it at the border in Texas. That's where you should have it. That's really my first choice. Have it at the border. Your State of the Union at the border becomes a State of the Border speech. And have it at the border in Texas. Hours earlier, Trump told Pelosi he was still planning to deliver the address from the House floor. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy introduced a resolution to allow the State of the Union to go forward as planned on January 29th, but Pelosi makes the final call, fired back in a letter to Trump saying she would not consider what's known as a concurrent resolution, which is needed to allow the use of the chamber for the State of the Union. Pelosi added in her letter she looks forward to welcoming Trump to the House on a mutually agreeable date for this address when government has been opened. In recent days, White House has been ready a plan B in case Pelosi moves to block the speech. White House officials told Fox News they essentially were preparing for two tracks for next week's speech. The preferred track is an address at the Capitol. The second track is a backup plan for a speech outside of Washington, D.C. There you go. So they're going to do one of my ideas. They're either going to do the border or they're going to do it in some symbolic place, like in front of a factory, the Trump's beautiful, wonderful economic policies has brought back to life. By the way, I want to tell you all where I've been all morning. I've been at the SHOT Show, which is shooters and hunters and outdoorsmen, the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, the biggest show of its kind in the world, the biggest gun show in the world. 88,000 people on 13 miles of displays. Just the most incredible thing you've ever seen. You heard me right. 13 miles of booths and displays. The NRA is the biggest one I've ever seen. Sig Guns has a pretty darn big one. Arsenal has a pretty darn big one. Ruger has a pretty darn big one. Just all the most amazing names and guns and firearms in one place. And just a great reason why you can never, ever get rid of guns. You can never have gun control. What an amazing business. 88,000 people from all over the United States and all over the world in one convention center at the Sands Convention Center in Las Vegas at the Venetian Hotel. And I believe it's either 12 or 13 miles of setups and displays and booths and whatever there is. Ranges. Amazing. Just the most amazing thing you've ever seen. All of them make money off of guns. Off of hunting, off of shooting, off of police. There was an entire floor just for items to be sold to the police. New guns for the police. And what I saw on display is people making money, capitalism. People make money off guns. Sorry, liberals, you're never going to take our guns away. Never, 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 ever, ever, from my cold, dead hands, never you get to take our guns away. It's a wonderful capitalist enterprise, and people are making lots of money, and millions of people are benefiting, are being employed. Not millions who necessarily directly sell guns, but although I'm sure the number is hundreds of thousands, but millions from all the ancillary business that's created by guns. How did those 88,000 people get to the convention in Vegas? They all took planes, or some of them drove. So gasoline benefited, gas stations benefited. Car manufacturers benefited. Airlines benefited. The gas that goes into airplanes, again, oil benefited. Oil companies. And what did they do when they got here? They stayed in hotels and spent huge money. Restaurants benefited. Hotels benefited. All the employees of the restaurants and the hotels benefited. And when they go home, what are they going home with? All the supplies they bought at the gun show. They probably spent collectively or ordered billions of dollars worth of guns for the next year. And supplies. Ancillary supplies. It's an amazing business. It creates billions of dollars in revenue in the United States. You can't get rid of it. What would you do? Unemploy all those people? What? They could all go work in green energy? They could wear pink pants and eat tofu for the rest of their lives? And work in green energy for $32,000 a year? Good luck. I'll stick to guns. Guns are good. Guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens are wonderful, wonderful tools. Wonderful self-defense weapons. What an amazing industry. You can't go there and not be awed by the gun industry and awed by capitalism in the United States of America. It just doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. But not every company was American. There were German companies. There were Turkish companies. They were all manufacturing guns. There were companies from Czechoslovakia that I stopped at their booth. There were companies from Transylvania. There were companies from every nation in Europe that manufactures guns, including Russia. And they all make money, and Americans buy them by the millions. By the millions. It's an amazing business. And just another great example of capitalism. Capitalism is wonderful. By the way, this is just in from Fox News. And all their polls suck, by the way, suck. 43% is Trump's job approval at Fox News. 56% say he should give his State of the Union address. Anybody who says no is just a mentally ill Democrat. Of course he should give a State of the Union address. Everyone gives it. 41% of voters rate the economy positively, meaning excellent or good, which is far better than the 33% who felt that way when President Trump took office. But it's crazy that it's only 41% feel the economy is rated positively. And that's much better than 33 when he took office, but much worse than 1 month ago when it was 47. All because of the government shutdown? Don't they realize the government shutdown doesn't matter to almost anybody in the world besides those government employees? President's best job ratings continue to be on the economy, 49% approve versus 46% disapprove. And then for the State of the Union, 56% think he should give a State of the Union speech. In any case, Fox News' polls, believe it or not, Fox News hires a bunch of Democratic pollsters, oversample Democrats, are always lagging from the Rasmussen polls and the Investor's Business Daily TPP poll, which is the two best in the country. More things that make you just go, huh? New York celebrates legalizing abortion until birth as Catholic bishops question Cuomo's faith. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's on fire from faith leaders after he signed a bill into law that legalizes abortion up until birth for any reason. You mean, here's the thing. I've never said we should shut down all abortion, but you mean to tell me it's not reasonable to think there should be common sense limits on abortion? You mean a person couldn't figure out whether the mother's life's in danger or the baby has got major, major disabilities or retardation? You can't figure that out in the first or second trimester. You need to have an abortion until the day the baby's born? That is the most disgusting, despicable, murderous, ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. The governor of New York, Democrat, directed the One World Trade Center and other landmarks to be lit in pink Tuesday to celebrate the passage of the Reproductive Health Act. I mean, what you're talking about and celebrating and dressing in pink to celebrate is just murder. To kill a baby till the last second they're born? Wow. The New York Catholic bishops slammed Cuomo for the move. They said your advocacy of extreme abortion legislation is completely contrary to the teachings of our Pope and our church. I shudder to think of the consequences this law will wreak. You've already uttered harsh threats about the welcome you think pro-lifers are not entitled to in our state. Now you're demonstrating you mean to write your warning into law. Will being pro-life one day be a hate crime in the state of New York? Cuomo directed a 480-foot spire on the One World Trade Center, the Governor Cuomo Bridge, the Kosciuszko Bridge, and the Alfred Smith Building in Albany be lit pink to celebrate the achievement and shine a bright light forward for the rest of the nation to follow. Kill the baby, murder the baby the last second it comes out of the womb. Let's celebrate.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor!
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, relentless conservative warrior, relentless middle class and working class warrior. Always take care of the butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers because I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I'm a patriot, I'm a capitalist evangelist, and I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and owned and operated by the great Edward Stolt, who gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Thank you, Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot on national radio. The most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. You can check me out at my website, root4america.com. Root, like tree root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my website, email. I'm tired from that convention, man. 3 hours on a convention floor saps your energy. And you can find me at Twitter at Real Wayne Root. Real Wayne Root. You can listen to the show at any time. USARadio.com. It's not on one of your USA Radio affiliates. Just go to USARadio.com. Click on Listen Live Now or go to iHeart. And you can hear the Wayne Allen Root Show on demand at any time. Yesterday's show, day before show, day before show, day before that. You get it? Anytime, anywhere, any segment of my show on demand at iHeart. And you can now watch me on Newsmax TV. I'll go by East Coast times, 8 p.m. East Coast time, every night, Monday through Friday. And you can watch me the next day at replays at 1 p.m. East Coast time. My show is so hot and so popular, they decided to run it a second time every day. So 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, every day my show runs again. And if you don't get it on TV or cable or satellite, Dish TV, DirecTV. You can watch my show at NewsmaxTV.com live at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Watch it live tonight, NewsmaxTV.com. Just to show you how crazy these liberals are, Saturday Night Live writer Sarah Beatty, or Beatty, I don't know how you pronounce her name, but I'll say Beatty, Sarah Beatty, offers oral sex to anyone who punches the Covington students in the face. Now, I just want to know how you'd feel if Wayne Root said, I'll give $1,000 to anyone who punches Obama's children in the face. How much you like that one? Or I saw a liberal kid in the news from a high school in Mount Vernon, New York, and anybody who kicks him in the balls, I'll give you a Trump hat. I mean, this is crazy. Again, this girl wasn't even offering monetary value. She's offering oral sex. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? The Me Too movement and all, right? Men are such bad people. I'm sure it must be really hard to get her to give oral sex in return for a $1 million movie part or a role at Saturday Night Live, right? She's a Saturday Night Live writer, and she's offering oral sex to anybody who punches someone in the face. So you think it'll be hard to get her on the casting couch? Me Too. Me Too movement. There it is. Those brave women of the Me Too movement. You have no right to have sex with me. No right to ask me to have sex. But if you punch a guy in the face who's a conservative, I'll give you oral sex. No matter where you live in the United States, even if it's 300 men, line up for Sarah Beatty. These people are so mentally ill, it's unbelievable. Does feminism mean you are mentally ill? I guess it does. Feminism equals mental illness. I can't say I'm sorry, says Covington MAGA hat team. He was on the NBC Today show with Savannah Guthrie. And meanwhile, the Vietnam vet Indian is outed as a fridge fixer. Coveted high school student Nick Sandman refused to apologize for standing his ground as a Native American Vietnam veteran approached him banging a drum. He's not a Vietnam veteran. I mean, in hindsight, I wish I could have walked away and avoided the whole thing, but I can't say I'm sorry for listening to him and standing there, Sandman told co-host Savannah Guthrie in an interview which has received harsh criticism. As far as standing there, I had every right to do so. My position is that I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips. I respect him. I'd like to talk to him, but I can't say that I'm sorry for listening to him and standing there. That was Nick Sandman responding if he owes anyone an apology. Wednesday's interview evoked strong reactions, with liberals condemning NBC for ever allowing him on the air, and conservatives knocking the network for asking loaded questions. Skeptics of Phillips' claim were vindicated following a correction in the Washington Post that reads, earlier versions of his story incorrectly said the Native American activist Nathan Phillips fought in the Vietnam War. Phillips said he served the U.S. Marines but was never deployed to Vietnam. His hero narrative is crumbling. According to retired Navy SEAL Don Shipley, whose YouTube channel is devoted to exposing stolen valor, Phillips' records revealed he was a refrigerator technician who went AWOL multiple times and was never deployed outside of the United States. Shipley adds Phillips never served as a recon ranger, as he previously claimed. So everything this guy ever said turned out to be a complete, utter lie. I wonder if he knows the Clintons. Is that who taught him?
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say at least five people are dead in a hostage situation at a bank in Sebring, Florida. The suspect has been identified and taken into custody. So far, there's no word on the motive in the shooting. President Trump is responding to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi pulling the plug on the State of the Union address in the House chamber.
The State of the Union speech has been canceled by Nancy Pelosi because she doesn't want to hear the truth.
And regarding the partial government shutdown, the president says,
super left Democrats, the radical Democrats, what's going on in that party is shocking. Many people that were Democrats and they're switching over right now. They're switching over quickly.
Stocks are closing higher on Wall Street amid strong quarterly earnings reports. The Dow rose 171 points to close at 24,576. The NASDAQ gained 5 points and the S&P also rose 6. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network all over this great country, as well as hour number three. Newsmax Television takes over the Power Hour in front of 80 million homes, including DirecTV, Dish TV. We just added 30 million homes on Comcast Xfinity. Most popular show on Newsmax TV. I've got Bill O'Reilly with me three nights a week. He made his comeback on national TV after 16 years in a row being number one in cable news. His comeback on the Wayne Allen Root Show is the reason why he chose my show. Hottest show on Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV, the fastest growing cable network in the United States of America. If you don't get it on your local cable system, call toll free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and Newsmax will connect you to your local cable system or cable carrier, and you can let them know you demand your Newsmax TV. You want to pick it up so you can watch Wayne Allen Root, your favorite show, and if they don't do it, you'll switch to Dish or DirecTV. Call 844-500-6397, and keep in mind my show now runs twice a day, 8 o'clock at night East Coast time, as well as 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The next day, we rerun. So the show is so hot, they put it on twice a day. Our guest right now, Alan Dershowitz, professor of law at Harvard Law School, emeritus at Harvard Law School. His new book, The Case Against the Democratic House Impeaching Trump. Welcome to the show, Alan Dershowitz. How are you?
Well, thank you so much.
Always love having you on. Let's talk about the legal basis for Trump giving the State of the Union address without Pelosi's permission. Is there any way to give it on the House floor, even though he's president of the United States, without Pelosi's permission? Does he need Nancy Pelosi's permission?
Well, nobody knows the answer to that question. The Constitution says that the president shall, from time to time, advise Congress, the American people, of the State of the Union. That's where the word State of the Union address comes from. It doesn't say where he has to do it. It also, we have separation of powers, and so the Congress is as important to our governance as is the president and the judiciary. So it's an issue of first impression. Never happened before. The State of the Union message, of course, can be given anywhere. Thomas Jefferson, who had a high, squeaky voice and didn't like to talk in public, just had his State of the Union message read by some clerk on the floor of the Congress. So we don't know. This is an issue of first impression. Probably in the end it will be resolved. Can the president just walk into the House? No. The Constitution also says that in extraordinary circumstances, the president can convene either House. I don't regard this as an extraordinary circumstance, obviously. The attack on Pearl Harbor was an extraordinary circumstance. 9/11 was an extraordinary circumstance. And the president did call back Congress when Pearl Harbor happened and convened them and had them declare war. But over the wall and the closing of the government, less than a kind of extraordinary event that I think the Constitution had in mind. So it'll be worked out politically. I don't think it'll end up in the courts and become a constitutional issue.
I don't know why, you know, you could do it anywhere you want. Why not do it from the Senate floor instead of the House floor? Would that be a really big difference?
He could do that. He could do that, sure. And the only reason it's not done from the House floor is that the Senate floor, the Senate is not as big as the House.
Right.
I've actually sat on the Senate floor. I'm one of the few lawyers who was ever allowed on the floor of the Senate. I represented Senator Alan Cranston when they were trying to discipline him, and I was allowed to sit on the floor of the Senate, whisper in his ears, but never say a word. They said, until and unless I was elected, I would have to remain silent as a lawyer. I'd be a potted plant. But I whispered to him, and we ended up with a good result.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that Alan Dershowitz would not say a single word. I just can't imagine that ever being possible. This is the difference. I always say the left is a little bit nutty, and obviously you see it every day because, look, you're generally liberal, and I'm always conservative, and yet I respect the hell out of you, and I think you're one of the coolest guys in the world and the smartest guy in the world. See, I don't have to agree with you to, you know, to admit that you're a brilliant
guy. Of course, I wish more people could have that kind of conversation. You know, I hate to say this, but some of my best friends are conservatives, obviously. Bill Buckley, I had an enormous respect for him, and he had respect for me. There was a time when people who were on two sides of the aisle could talk to each other. Today, anything you say that benefits Trump turns you into a traitor in the eyes of many on the hard left. People won't speak to me. They want trigger warnings. If I'm going to show up somewhere, they don't want to even see my face. Because I have said and done things that support Donald Trump. And, you know, my view is when I'm on an airplane, I always root for the pilot. I don't care who he is. I want the president of the United States to succeed. I want this to be a great country. And whoever the president is, I'm going to support them when they do the right thing. And whether I voted for a president or against them, I'm going to oppose them when they think they're doing the wrong thing. But I'm not going to say, you know, just because I voted against him, I'm going to oppose everything he does and hope he fails, which is what a lot of Democrats are doing. And, of course, what a lot of Republicans did when Barack Obama was elected president.
But maybe you're changing a little bit, Alan. I'm inviting you over to the Republican side. I want you.
Maybe everybody else is changing. I am a boringly consistent person. I was thinking of writing a book called Why I Left the Left But Couldn't Join the Right. I strongly believe in a woman's right to choose. I believe in gay marriage. I believe in reasonable gun control. I believe in addressing the climate problem. So I am a genuine liberal, but I also believe in free speech for everybody, which many people on the left don't anymore.
Correct.
And I believe in due process on campus. So if a person's accused, he's not presumed guilty. So, you know, I'm a real, genuine, old-fashioned liberal. I have much more in common with genuine conservatives than I do with people on the hard left.
Well, just to give you an example, you mentioned a couple of things. You know, when you talk about right to life, I can live with right to life. I just think, right to choose, but I could live with right to choose. I can't live with the right to have an abortion till the last second of a baby's birth.
I agree with you.
I agree with gay rights and gay marriage, but I don't agree with transgenders in the military. See, that's where it just starts to get crazy to me when you go that extreme. Transgenders in the military. Well, first of all,
most of the transgenders who have been in the military, and there are many transgenders, for example, in Israel's military, end up in intelligence. And if you're in intelligence and you're sitting at a computer, what the heck's the difference? What your gender is, or what your sexual orientation is, or whether you used to be a man or now a woman or vice versa. If you can figure out on your computer, you know, how to get intelligence on the enemy better than somebody who is heterosexual, hey, I want that person on my side.
Right, and what you're saying is very reasonable. My answer to that is agreed, except if you joined the military so that you could get the military and the taxpayers to pay the $150,000 bill for the transition and the surgery. That's my big issue. You know, you don't, and it shouldn't happen in prisons either. You go to prison, you committed a crime, and now you think the taxpayers are supposed to pay for your sex change operation? That's a rip-off of
taxpayers. Those are reasonable arguments. It's reasonable people could disagree about that, but I just don't think we ought to be discriminating against people. I know a good friend of mine's grandson had turned out to be transgender, and you know, the kid was incredibly unhappy, and then he had the surgery, family paper, and he's doing fine now. And when I see something like that happen, I applaud it. He didn't choose that.
He
was born in one gender, and he just was miserably unhappy, and people become suicidal. And if the answer to that is to let them have the operation, live their lives in a happy way, I don't think that's the government's business to interfere. When it comes to the government paying for things, all right, reasonable people could disagree about that.
All right. And by the way, speaking of, you mentioned the word treason, right? And you said a lot of people think you're like treason if you simply say something nice about Trump.
Right.
What do you think of a John Kerry going overseas to Davos and saying the president should resign? Isn't that kind of treasonous? I don't think anyone should talk about Obama overseas that way either. So,
well,
it's not a
treason,
nice thing to
treason
do
is defined in the Constitution very specifically, you know, bearing arms against the United States and giving comfort to its enemy during wartime, basically. I didn't like what John Kerry did. I do think that that political differences do stop at the border.
Correct.
And if you wanted to say that, you should say it in the United States. I agree with that. John's an old friend of mine. I've known him since he was a young lawyer, but I disagree with many of his policies. Look, I disagreed with the Iran deal, but John and I still talk. We sit next to each other at Red Sox games. We have that in common. We cheer for the Sox, and we were both there a couple of years ago.
I like you, even though you're a liberal, but I'm a Yankee fan, so the line is
okay,
drawn there.
Okay, look, I can tell you, there is a line there. I agree with you. I own a Brooklyn Dodger World Series 1955 championship ring, the only time the Brooklyn Dodgers ever won the World Series. So I was brought up as a fanatical Brooklyn Dodger fan. But a lot of my friends are Yankee fans. In fact, one of them is a Yankee owner. So I sometimes get to sit in the Yankee box and I have to, you know, put my Red Sox hat in my pocket and keep quiet and just not cheer at all. I sat next to Rick Jackson recently. Boy, was that a thrill.
Yeah, Reggie was the greatest. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just watched it again the other day, just out of the blue. Someone happened to send me a link, one of my buddies from New York, to Reggie Jackson's three-home run game in Game 7 of the Dodger World Series.
I can never forget that. My greatest compliment, Reggie Jackson said to me when I called him Mr. October, he said, I think of myself as the Alan Dershowitz of baseball.
Oh, my God.
He said, I was a clutch hitter, and he was a clutch hitter. Now, there was nobody like Reggie Jackson when it came to batting in the clutch. And,
well, that's what
he and Big Poppy really were unique in the sense of they performed under pressure. And let's see who performs under pressure in the Super Bowl. That's going to be fun too. I got to run.
All right, you got it. You got it. That's by the way, that's where
great
I learned to respect you. I watched the TV debate between you and Alan. Who it was Alan Dershowitz and who was the guy who ran for Illinois Republican U.S. Senate? Alan Keyes.
And I said, that was fun.
I watched that debate. And I said, you're the single most intelligent human being I've ever seen in my entire life. Anyway,
I do respect you.
Think you're a great guy. We agree, disagree. Either way, bright guy, and we could all be friends. Alan, thanks for coming on the show.
I appreciate that.
All right,
okay, thanks.
Wayne Ellery, worn out. Go Yankees. Forget Red Sox. Go Yankees. And go Republicans. Forget Democrats. And go Trump. Forget John Kerry. And I do not think you should be allowed to leave the United States of America overseas and make a public speech and say that the President of the United States should resign. He's a horrible person. He's ruining America. He's ruining America's role with its allies. You just can't say that outside the United States to foreign countries and foreign leaders. I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. I always think the police are after me when that song comes on. It sounds like that new inn in our show sounds like a siren is on and the police are knocking at the door. They're coming after me. It's a chase. It's a cop chase. Calm down. Calm down. It's all going to be okay. Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show, founded in 1997. Cenogenics, the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, otherwise known as defying aging, otherwise known as anti-aging. And they've taken such good care of me. They've made Wayne great again. Trump's making America great again. And Cenogenics is making Wayne Root great again. They're my fountain of youth. I've been eating more, losing weight, and working out less and gaining muscle. Thank you, Cenogenics. My last visit with them in person, I did their fitness test. My fitness level has improved by almost just a smidge under 60%. Unbelievable. At the age of 57, to improve your fitness by 60% is truly amazing. So if you're free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E, Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cenogenics.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Liberals just hate us so much. A professor, an Ivy League professor at the University of Pennsylvania, goes after the Covington kid. There's a photo of this kid who was on the Today Show today, Nick Sandman. Nick Sandman or Sandman, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but it's spelled Sandman. And he's smiling. He's got a smile on his face as the Indian activist is in his face. He didn't do anything wrong. He's got a smile. Does that make you a criminal? An Ivy League professor bashed the smiling face of whiteness. So this is the sickness on the minds of these guys. I don't have any sickness in my mind. I don't think as a black man smiles, he's arrogant or it's the smiling face of blackness. I don't think that the Indian, now this Indian I do think is a jerk and did something wrong because he's a liar. He's not a Navy SEAL. He's not a Ranger. He was a mechanic and he went AWOL. And he was never in Vietnam. He's a total, complete liar. It's called stolen valor. But in general, not him, but in general, I like Indians. And I think America did some bad things to the Indians. And I don't think if I saw an Indian smiling, I'd go the smiling face of, you know, arrogant Native Americans. But All of these people have an issue. I don't know if this professor is black. I don't know if he's Hispanic. Or I don't know if he's a liberal white person who hates himself. There's a massive self-hatred of white people among white liberals. But it's just amazing. You can look at a white kid with a red Trump hat on and say, the smiling face of whiteness. Whiteness endlessly forgives its own transgressions. University of Pennsylvania professor Ebony Elizabeth Thomas wrote, so obviously she's black, Ebony, on Sunday about the confrontation between Covington Catholic High School student Nick Sandman and Native American Nathan Phillips. Ebony, you've got a problem. The problem is in your head. It's between your ears. Donald Trump lives in your brain. You've got Trump on the brain, Ebony, and you hate white people, obviously, because you see a white young man smiling, and that's bad? A white man smiling, a white teenager smiling, means what? It means KKK? It means we're going to kill black people? Is that what you think it means? Are you crazy? And then she goes on, whiteness endlessly forgives its own transgressions. It rarely, if ever, gives those of us it harms and maims and kills time to process our emotions. She teaches in the University of Pennsylvania's Graduate School of Education. You forgive us, right? You have to forgive us. Understanding will make it better. Reconciliation, diversity, inclusion, she continued, conveying what she suggests to be the attitude of white people. According to Thomas, the smiling face of whiteness is one that always hides a knife behind its back. What if I made generalizations about black people like that? Oh, every time a black person smiles, they're about to murder you. Really? Is that really true? Would that not be called racism? Well, you're a racist. You don't have to be white to be a racist. You could be black and be a racist. You, Ebony, are a racist. She goes on to say, that knife says this. You must forgive us. You must educate us or else. Usually that or else happens anyway, the professor adds. But it will assuredly happen unless you kiss whiteness's ring. Now, this is not a woman with a mental illness. This is not a person with a mental illness. This is not a professor with a mental illness. This person has no right to teach anywhere in the world where there could be a white person in the classroom because she obviously has a hatred of white people that she can never get over. And if I, Wayne Root, or any other white person had a hatred of blacks like that, then we should be kept out of the classroom and never be allowed to teach a black student because the bias would be too much to ever give that black student a fair shake and ever give them a good grade. Thomas goes on to claim she knows all about whiteness' outrageous demands. She reiterates that whiteness endlessly forgives its own transgressions. Time's up for all. This isn't a Hollywood movie. I don't even want to read any more of this because it's just so stupid. And it's just so amazing that you can get away with this if you're black. But you can't get away with it if you're white. You can get away with it if you're Hispanic. And by the way, I'm the guy who feels so bad for Native Americans, and I think they were treated badly, but sadly, you can get away with it if you're Native American. You can get away with it if you're white and claiming to be a Native American. Ask Elizabeth Warren. Can you imagine if a white person faked what they were, and they were a white, conservative, straight white male? What if it was Elizabeth Warren as a man? Let's say Elizabeth Warren was born a man. Or maybe she would be a transgender. She changed from Elizabeth to, you know, to Billy Warren. And she claimed that she was something that she wasn't while being a conservative Republican senator who might want to run for president. Are you telling me that she wouldn't be mocked endlessly by the entire national media? Are you telling me she wouldn't be laughed off the presidential stage? Are you telling me she wouldn't be called a racist? It's all such a double standard.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.